If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is happening? It is NPC in the morning. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and I got none other than Hate Zero with me. What's up, dude?
Hey, what is going on? And what is up, NPC fam? It's your boy, Hate Zero, your hero.
Before we get started, I just want to say, hey, come hang out in the Discord, n64josh.com/Discord. Shout out to all of the people that have boosted that server now. So we are at now a level 2 Discord, which just sounds really fun to say.
And you can upload real size photos now, right?
Yeah, real size photos. We have an animated, like an animated icon and banners, and I got it. Yeah, it's basically given me a ton more work, which is cool because we'll make it better. But so shout out to everybody that boosted the server recently. Really do appreciate it. And yeah, come hang out. Also, the Smash Bros tournament happened the end of the month. You can sign up at n64josh.com/smash. Now we get to talk about rumors and leaks, and they're from 4chan, so grain of salt, or even a salt block grain of salt, because, you know, you just never know. But nonetheless, we're going to have some fun talking about it. We got Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance games that are all supposedly coming to the Switch. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this. How do you feel about this, if it's real?
I think we all kind of speculated that this would come at some point, right? Because this seemed like the easiest. There's a lot of emulation already happening here. So, you know, as we've seen with other games, they like to steal the emulation and not recreate the wheel. So it seems like this is a logical thing to come. That being said, I'm excited because I missed a ton. Like, I had a Game Boy Advance. I had a regular Game Boy. I never had a Game Boy Color. I borrowed one from a buddy to play one of the Pokemons one time. But that's it. So I missed a ton of games. The Game Boy Advance was never my primary system, but, you know, I did play Mario Kart on there, and I played Golden Sun and some other good stuff. So, and I see those here, so I'm pretty excited. I don't know how they would do Golden Sun, though. That was the Hideo Kojima game that you actually had to go outside and let the light hit the cartridge. I'm not sure how that's going to work in the Switch. There might be some trickery they do.
They'll just tell you, press X for sunlight.
Are you outside? press X to confirm.
Yeah. Press X to confirm you're outside. Yeah, I'm kind of in a similar boat as far as like the games I had. I had some staples, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah. I had some of the staple games like Metroid. I know I played through Zero Mission. I the thing with the GBA, I think I got rid of a lot of my stuff. Actually, kind of really random. I know I never got rid of my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game because it's right here in this GBA right now. And it's made by Ubisoft, which I think is why it's not coming to the collection. I think that may be where the issue lies, which is unfortunate because it's very much feels like a sequel to Turtles in Time. Like very much you know, the way a sequel should be done. And so it's really an unfortunate thing. So that probably won't make it to these lists of games either. But so Turtles and a Veggie Tales game are the two games that, like, I don't know. I think like they got the, I know that Veggie Tales game was purchased at like with a lot of games at like a garage sale or something, but it's one of those.
That's the one you kept.
It's just like, it's one of those items that like, made it with us through different moves. Mm-hmm. And like, I think right now, honestly, it's downstairs in the top drawer of my entertainment center. How did it get there? Why is it there? I have no idea. But like,
it's like the click remote. Like, you throw it away and then you find it like in your book.
Yes. That is what this, that is what that VeggieTales game does. So, but there's also a lot of games I missed, right? Like, one of the things, like hitting garage sales, buying lots of games and stuff, I was able to get a handful of the Mario, the Mario Advance games. Like, they never really did a full-fledged Mario game on GBA.
No, they were all the remakes, right? So like Mario Advanced 3 was like Mario 2 or something. Like the naming was so messed up too. Yeah. But yeah, and I played a bunch of those because, you know, that was, those are what actually sold me on getting the Game Boy Advance, because I wanted to play all the old school Mario games I grew up with.
The thing is, like, the Mario 3, which we can see on screen right now, mm-hmm. is the best. Like, it is, like, essentially, if you had the e-card reader, is a full-fledged, like, two games in one. Like, it's a massive game. Like, more levels. I shouldn't say two games in one, but it's a lot of levels. Yeah. And it feels like, like, oh, this is rad. It's available on Wii U. Hopefully that's the same version. If this is real, if this is actually a thing that we get on the Switch, because those games are lost to time, essentially. Those extra levels are lost to time. I mean, I have the e-reader, and I want to one day try to get all those cards, but, like, that's not going to be an easy feat. Like, that's not, like, maybe somebody on eBay, but it's going to be pricey, too. I just know it is. So it's... that's one of those like rare, like kind of rare treats with this kind of thing, where like, if they have all those levels on Mario 3, 4, Advance, whatever, I don't even know the name, you know, I don't even, Super Mario Advance 2, yeah. Mario 3, you know, it's, people have something to really look forward to there, because they most people have never played them. I played them on the Wii U and was like, this is rad. Like, it felt like getting, you know how Lost Levels was like kind of like a sequel, but way too hard.
Yeah.
This was just like a sequel, but way too fun. I was just like, oh man, this is great.
So Super Mario Advance 3 is Yoshi's Island. Super Mario Advance 2 is Super Mario World. Let's see. Super Mario Advance 1, or just Super Mario Advance, is Mario 2. So, I don't know. Maybe it's Super Mario Advance 4 is Mario 3. They really screwed this up. It's as if they weren't already named and numbered. Yeah, so Super Mario 3 is Super Mario Advance 4.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so one of the cool things about that game for me is when I was doing a lot of game hunting, like retro game hunting, hitting up thrift stores and stuff like that, found a strategy guide. To that game. So I still have the strategy guide to Mario 3 on GBA. So I pulled up the list of supposed games. I'm sad about the first one on the list, because I hope it doesn't mean we aren't getting a remake of this game. That's Zelda Minish Cap. Super glad it's there, because I want to be able, I started it on my Wii U, never played it on GBA.
Yeah,
but really wanted to see that get a remake in the Link's Awakening treatment.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I just don't know what their appetite for remaking some of these are, because I feel like if they remade Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, those would be cash cows. But I don't know if they care. Like, I just don't understand. They could remake all of these Zelda games and hit new audiences and appeal to new masses, because those games didn't age all that well, and they're so heavily, you know, like I love them, and a lot of people our age, you know, loved those games, but I just don't think the newer generation is going to sit through the torture of the Nintendo 64, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But
now they may have played Ocarina and Majora's Mask on 3DS.
Yeah, and those are the best ways to play the game to this point. I mean, they did a pretty good job with those.
Yeah, I agree. So I'll go through the list real quick. Zelda Minish Cap, Yoshi's Island, WarioWare, Wario Land. Then there's some test sound debug. Moving on. Tactics Ogre, which I believe is tied to the Ogre Battle series, which those are kind of like, they're not cheap games to try to pick up now. And they were kind of well loved from my understanding. Super Robot Taze, I'm not sure what that is. Super Mario Bros. 3, fantastic. Hopefully it's the full game. Pokemon Pinball, which I think a lot of people will love. That'll probably get some playtime. Yeah. Ninja 5-0, Mr. Driller 2, Metroid Zero Mission, Metroid Fusion, Mega Man Zero 3, Mega Man Battle Network 2, Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Mario Tennis, Mario Kart, Mario Golf.
Can we pause there? Because don't people regard the Mario Golf on GBA as like the best one?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That could be the case. I know if it's essentially a sequel to the Game Boy Color game, which I played a lot of that one.
Yeah.
That also used the transfer pack for the 64, where you could put your character into the 64 game. So that was also really fun. But I've actually never played Mario Golf on GBA. So, which I, again, the GBA feels like such an anomaly to me when it comes to my, like, the games I would buy. I think it had to do with us playing Xbox Live and really making that transition, because I played the Metroid games. I couldn't miss those, but I never played Mario Golf. Of course, I played Mario Kart. I mean, even my first GBA, I imported the black GBA. So it looks like the ones you can see on the screen here, like the original Game Boy Advance. But I imported a black one because I was like, yo, that's the color I want. Like,
and I want that purple now. And you're right, 100%. Back then, I did not want it. And I didn't buy it. I waited till they had the flip-top Advance or whatever.
The SP.
Yeah. But now I something's really appealing to me about that purple.
Well, I may have an extra one I could send away. But I have a couple clear ones, and yeah, they just, people throw these things out at yard sales, so yeah, sure. Like I take advantage. Mario and Luigi, which I'm assuming is like the, you know, those little RPGs. Karuin. I'm not even sure what that is. Kirby's Amazing Mirror, Gunstar Heroes, which we already have on the Switch, but it's a fantastic. Have you ever played that?
Mm-mm.
So
I haven't.
You have the expansion pack?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I would refer to it as Sega's essentially Sega's Contra.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those Sega games I played for hours and hours and hours with my buddy, because it was two-player co-op, and you had different guns that were way very arcadey style Contra game, like a lot of fun. Golden Sun Lost Age, Game & Watch Gallery, Fire Emblem Sacred Stones, F-Zero, Drill Dozer, Castlevania Aria of Sorrow, and Astro Boy. So those are some fantastic titles.
Yeah. That's what lends me to think it's probably fake.
And I was going to go that same, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Like,
That's too good to be true, right? Like, and they're still missing some. So there is theoretically room for them to grow and add more if this were real. But, you know, looking at like the track record of the launches of the NSOs, they don't come out with this much fire, right? Like they don't give us this much all at once, or they haven't yet.
They really haven't. And I only named the GBA games. I don't know if this list goes on to mention. I don't think it goes on to mention the Game Boy Color, mm-hmm. or the original Game Boy games. So,
and those could all be titles that are confirmed, fake confirmed, right? Those could all be titles that are coming, but not necessarily launching with it, right? Like, we don't know that those would necessarily be launch titles. We just know that those may be coming to the service at some point, if this is true.
It's the third-party games that really throw a monkey wrench in everything. Like, there's already a Castlevania collection on the Switch. You know, there's Capcom, like, there's Mega Man collections already on the Switch. Like, why double up on those if that's the and why choose like Mega Man Network like 2 instead of 1? You know, there's also why only Mario 3 when you have they have all of those games? And when the 64 launched, it was like 12 games. So like, this does make it seem a little too not Nintendo. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's not stingy enough. Let's be real here. It's not stingy enough. Yeah. But I do think this seems, you know, regardless of that list, this seems logical. And I think we all have speculated that we would get these. We knew that they've already done emulation for these for the Wii and Wii U. We know that these already exist. So it seems like a no-brainer to come to the service. You know, if we start talking about will GameCube come, that's where things are like, you know, I really don't know. Maybe not. But for the Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, Game Boy games, like it seems like those are going to come at some point, right?
You would think so. And I'll just go to the article here from Nintendo Life. It says, according to Trash Bandicoot, those are the tweets we were looking at on Twitter, files have been leaked onto 4chan, which include a Nintendo developed GBA emulator codenamed Sloop and Game Boy emulator called Hayoko, both developed by Nintendo of Europe's NERD, Nintendo European Research and Development Team, the Paris-based subsidiary responsible for much of the company's emulation efforts in recent years, including the emulators in the classic mini consoles and the N64, GameCube, and Wii emulation in Super Mario 3D All-Stars. So that's supposedly where the leak comes from.
So maybe we're getting a Game Boy Classic, and maybe this has nothing to do with NSO. Maybe we're getting a Game Boy Classic.
Well, here's a screenshot of Sloop with it says Mario Land English with the Game Boy. Now, that's not a red background.
No, it could be temporary background, you know, if they're in development, but
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So again, I mean, it's all a grain of salt. It's all with a grain of salt, but
that confirms regular Game Boy games potentially launching too, right? Like, I can't imagine they would do... well, it's Nintendo, so throw out all logic. But I wouldn't think, if I were Nintendo, I would do Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance separate as a offering, right? I would wrap those all into one offering. Even though there's a ton of games there though. So maybe they would offer like, they probably wouldn't do Game Boy and Game Boy Color separate, right? Those would just fall under Game Boy, and then Game Boy Advance would be its own.
That's what I would think. And that's how that's what they're saying. The Hayoko is Game Boy and Game Boy Color emulation. Yeah, so,
that makes sense.
Or I'm sorry.
Sloop is.
Sloop is the, yeah. Yeah. I'll go back to that. Whoops, back to the article here. And yes. What did they say? Sloop was the Game Boy and yeah, regular Game Boy. So no, GBA emulator codename Sloop, Game Boy emulator Hayoko. So yeah, I mean it brings a ton of games. It does bring a ton of games. How many of these do you see yourself going and playing?
Maybe a lot for 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, I haven't played a ton of these NSO titles outside of just kind of messing around with them. I did just recently start Majora's Mask, and I do want to go through and finish that because I never played it. You know, it was one of the expansion pack titles that I didn't have an expansion pack for. So I do want to do that, but yeah, honestly, these are just kind of fun to have, but they're not something I invest a ton of time in. I have so little time gaming that it's hard to go back and play, you know, these old games when I'm missing brand new blockbusters that are getting perfect scores that I don't have time to play. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. I hear you. I've done very little gaming, like to like relax with. Yeah. At all as of recent. It's all been just for streaming or content, you know. So I get it. The one game that really piques my interest is Minish Cap. And just to have that, like, it was tied to a console, like to a TV console, one on the Wii U for me. So that was the only time I could play it. Whereas on the Switch, I could still play that on the go, which that's probably how I would end up playing it. So, but even, I mean, going through the comment section of this, of the article from Nintendo Life, there's people talking about the Castlevania game. Like it's cool having some of these games available if this ends up being real. And again, go play give Gunstar Heroes a try on your Sega within the expansion pack with the Genesis games. It was good enough that I purchased it on Wii back in the day when there were Sega games on there. Like it's actually, especially if you had somebody to run through couch co-op or, you know, a nephew, niece, somebody that would like to play, you know, like to do some retro gaming. It's one that's pretty fun. It's worth checking out. Okay. So, but yeah, well, there you go. Game Boy games, potentially, right? Finger quotes if you're only hearing the audio. Like, I mean, I think we all feel like it's a natural, like, the natural path for Nintendo to go. But
I think it is coming. I mean, obviously, I have no insider knowledge, but I'm thinking this is coming. I don't know when, but it seems like the logical. I was surprised this didn't come before N64. In all honesty. But maybe they realized this wasn't a strong enough offering to a lot of people to charge us more. Hence dropping N64 with, you know, what, 6 titles or something. So,
well, again, do they add it only to the expansion pack, or does this come to the regular?
Oh, heck yeah. They got a plus up that expansion pack, yep. Right? Yep. Or maybe there's a new expansion pack.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And I mean, these probably take more work to make them look good on modern televisions. Because you're talking about a, you know, a very small resolution all of a sudden put into a very large resolution. And like on the Wii U, they added a lot of like, make this look more like mud button. You know, that's kind of how they would try it. Or they could do pixel perfect. And it was like, yikes, those are gigantic pixels. I can't even see what I'm looking at now. You know,
it's just a blob.
It was either a blob or a really sharp blob is kind of how a muddy blob or a sharp blob. So a
whole lot of squares.
Yeah. A whole lot of squares. So, all right. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time to hang out with me this morning, Mr. Hate Zero. Where can people find you?
Twitter, on Peloton. If any of you have a Peloton, come follow me at PateZero on there. I've been trying to do 30 minutes every day at least, and I'm on like a almost 90-day streak. So
there you go.
If you need some inspiration, come find me on Peloton.
I love it. I love it. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you in the next one. Bye now. We'll be right back.